you know, Garland had been married before, which, you know, good for him, but it didn't matter where he got married. I was raised an Episcopalian, so Christ Church Cathedral in St. Charles, I did not go to it, but I power walked there one day, and the minister was there. I mean, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I would like to get married here. It was very nice. Had a long talk. He said, bring in Garland. We had a long talk, and that's where we got married. It was on March 11th, 1978, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And what, I mean, I was just the bride. I knew my dress, what I wanted, got the fabric, did it. So the dress, a woman called me out of the blue when it hit the newspaper. She says, I'm a caterer, I would like to do it. I said, come talk to me. She became the caterer. Very nice woman called and said, we would like to donate to you and Garland. I mean, today would I do that? No, a limo, your limo ride from the church to wherever. I said, oh, that's very, very nice. No, no, we insist. We're going to do it. Thank you. The woman, Mary Ellen Schoenberger, emptied her home on Britannia for us to have our reception. That's a friend. So we had, it all came together. Garland will tell the story that the one thing he had to do, we had Mr. Early was his best man, and Phil Johnson walked me down the aisle. My father had died. Because it was in the middle of the day, morning outfits, you know, the gray long jackets, tuxedo, long gray with the black paint. All you have to do, Garland, is just show up in that with his mother. And his mother had given a breakfast for his groomsmen, you know. Not, they weren't groomsmen. My sister was my only attendant, and Mr. Early was his only. So it was ushers. He arrives at the church, his pants are like 5 inches too long. It was unbelievable. And I kept saying, how did his mother, who was such a gorgeous seamstress, I mean, she made gorgeous clothes, not see that his pants were dragging? Anyway, we've howled about that. The news director now is no longer Phil Johnson. He is head of something else, vice president, but a guy named Jim Boyer. Jim Boyer was six steps ahead. I'm so focused on getting married. I'm so excited. We're getting the little house and da da da. He's thinking we need to be proactive on that day. So he took a live truck and parked it by the church next to Loyola to divert people who might try to crash the wedding. I would never have thought that. The service was beautiful. It really was. And we walk out, and there are these people. It was one of the biggest thrills of my life. People who had just waited, you know, gotten off the streetcar, just to, and I went, oh, my God. It meant a lot. You know, just everyday people would see that. Anyway, so it was very nice, and we went to Hawaii for our honeymoon, and then went back to work.